Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
No, Mr. Belafonte, it's Mayo. Mayo, Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart, and she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem.
Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today. On the web at sandersground.com.
Good morning, Melinda.
Hey, good morning, God. Hey, Justin. And I hate to say it, I have not gotten around to seeing the other guys. I don't know why.
It's good. It's
a good one. I got to get to that one for sure.
Yeah. It's good. You won't be
offended. Hey, Melinda. How are you? Yeah, it's great. It's hilarious.
Melinda, you're back from Fort Morgan. How was your trip?
My trip was great. You know, every time we drive down there, even though we know the way, we've done it a million times, we always have to look up the Tommy Smith shortcut Gulf Coast. If you remember that, that was a big part of the show with No Name Lore back in the day. And you know what? Our GPS actually took us that way. It's through some small towns of Mississippi, and you come up to Yazoo City instead of going down to a small part of Louisiana. And the GPS took us that way. And I'm like, GPS is listening to Tommy Smith. That's what's going on. And also, this was the first time I've gone that through Mobile and not gone through the tunnel, which was kind of disappointing because we like to call the hogs and honk the horn. GPS actually took us around. It kind of was like a shipyard area around Mobile Bay. So a little different route down there, but we did have a great time. Heard from a lot of people who know Fort Morgan and love it because it is a little bit on the quiet side.
You are now, obviously, weather is an issue. It is getting dangerous hot, or getting ready to get dangerous hot, right? Not only in Arkansas, but in the South, especially in Arkansas this week, right, next few days.
Yeah, especially in, you know, these landlocked states like we are, always get the hottest. It'll be hotter here than it'll be down in Tampa, where you're going. So, yeah, I think our hottest days are still to come. I know we've had some hot ones, but it looks like we're going to get real close to 100 probably next week. Right now, the forecast is looking like over the weekend starts to heat up, 96, 97, Monday, Tuesday, next week, 98, 99. So we're going to be right there at it. I think all the rain that we got yesterday, which was a good thing to get 1, 2, 3 inches in much of the state, that kind of keeps us from getting as hot as we would if we hadn't seen that rain. So we've talked about this before. It actually takes a real dry ground to get to 100. So that rain's going to help us stay maybe just under that next week. But you know what that rain does? It makes it more humid. So heat index 105 greater next week. Get ready for all of that.
You also mentioned, I must have missed this news, so talking about daylight savings time. So are you telling me that it passed in the House and is going to the Senate like any day now? Is that correct in Congress?
Well, yeah, we're not sure when the Senate, you know, has to decide to take it up, but it's being sent to them. So this comes up, you know, every once in a while. It was actually 4 years ago that it passed in the Senate, and it went to the House, and it just kind of stalled. Sometimes they decide other things are more important. I think Russia-Ukraine was kicking up right then, so they just kind of pushed it aside. And that's what keeps happening to this bill. So this is the bill. Marco Rubio really started it when he was in the Senate, that would keep us on daylight saving time permanently. There would be no going back and forth. We would stay on daylight saving time. Interesting, all four Arkansas congressmen voted against it this week when it went to the House. Yeah, but it passed anyway. And a lot of the opposition to it is about the morning in winter, how dark it will stay for so long. That's really the opposition.
Yeah, I was about to say, are we staying on the wrong time? Like, are we passing to stay on the wrong time? Because I would rather the sun come up a little bit earlier than 9 o'clock in the morning.
But aren't you doing this to have longer work days, the farmer, to have more time to continue to plow his field, to do all the things? Is that what we're thinking?
Well, don't they usually get started earlier in the day?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a farmer. I don't know. Melinda?
Yeah. Most of the farmers I talk to about it say, we work sun up to sundown no matter what the clock says it is. Right. So, they're like, we're fine. I think it's more just for average people who say, hey, we get a chance to have a little bit more daylight in the evening hours, especially in the fall and winter. A lot of hunters give them a chance maybe to hunt before sunset. But the problem is, for school kids, especially in the winter, that it will be dark
when they get to school,
to the bus stop, and even when they get to school. Yeah, I looked it up. It looked like our latest sunrise here in Arkansas would be about 8:17. So it didn't look like we go all the way to 9 o'clock before sunrise.
Wow.
But northern states would. Northern states, it's different for the higher latitudes, and so it would be very dark there until about 9 o'clock. So we'll see what happens on it. It depends on what the Senate does now, if they even take it up. I think Tom Cotton has already said he's against it. We haven't heard from Bozeman's office on how he feels about it. Trump, though, has indicated that he would sign it, that he would like for this to be something that happens during his administration. So we'll see.
Justin, you got four kids who are in school. What do you think? Would you like to keep it the same, or would you like to change it?
No, as somebody who's not a morning person, I would absolutely love it.
You're going to be a morning person.
Personally.
So you like it
darker? No, sir.
Darker
I will not.
Darker in the morning.
You're either going to have darkness super early you're going to have it later, obviously. I mean, most obvious statement of the century.
That's the truth. Wait a minute. It's still going to be just 24 hours in the day, ain't it?
Uh-oh. Maybe get the...
Just keep losing.
The part of I don't know how to say it without being ugly. I'm not trying to be ugly at all. It's the way it's always been. I'm okay with it. Not to say that that's the way it's always been. I know Wayne Smith hates that. I don't know what the benefit is anymore of changing it or not changing it. I don't know. I'd be interested to know why somebody doesn't want to change it.
I guess the thought is,
why you want to change it's okay.
Why
is Tom Cotton against it?
Why
is Tom Cotton against it?
Yeah, I think it's people want to be able to do more things outdoor, although in the afternoon, I guess.
I'm back. This is driving me nuts.
I just do your best.
Hey, listen, it's a test. Don't you fail. Don't you fail.
It's a trigger. No, what I was trying to say, and then I'll shut up and let you finish. I apologize. Is for me, I'd rather get those in that hour or whatever it is, hour and a half of dark over in the morning, because I'm not productive in the morning anyway. Whether I'm on the show or not,
right.
I'm not productive.
Such honesty in his sobriety.
I'd rather have it in the evening. That's just me personally.
Yeah, I don't know why somebody wouldn't want it changed.
Yeah.
We talked
about it all
I'm
this time.
Okay.
Now.
I know. I'm okay
no, getting ready to do it. They go, no, we don't want to do it now.
Well, there's a lot of people that might, in some cases, go, you know what? If it gets lighter, if it gets darker earlier, that forces me to have to come in. Can't do anything else outside. No more yard work.
Yeah. Melinda, real quick too, before we let you go, just when we thought that you had retired, taking it easy, they pull you back in. You're going to be back at Daybreak next week, right? Filling in, is that correct?
It's Michael Corleone
in
Godfather 3. It was the only good part of the whole movie. Just when I try to get out, they pull me back in.
Yes.
This is actually going to be in mid-August. Ansley Watson, as you may remember, is on maternity leave with her second boy right now. And so Steve Powell, who I did the show with for about... For about 10 years, he's doing the show solo. Well, he has a son that's about to graduate from college, so he's going to go there for a week. So they called and said, hey, Mel, you want to come back for a week? And I said, sure. So I'll actually be there hosting the 9 to 10. I said, now, hold up, guys. I'm not doing that 3 a.m. stuff anymore.
Okay, 9 to 10. That's
but,
not too bad.
But 9 to 10, which is the Good Morning Arkansas show. So I'll be there for a week in August, and I'm really excited about it. I think it'll be fun.
Awesome, awesome. That's cool. We always love to see you jump back on there. It's hard to believe. I was talking with Michael Snuffer, the news director. Roger, you heard me. Crap, we start coverage of Razorback stuff, so I'll probably do some next week in at Tampa at the SEC Media Days. I mean, it is back here.
Boy.
Hard to believe. Thank your fine sponsors, Melinda, before you get out of here.
You bet. Excited about talking season for football starting very, very soon, so I'm ready for that. Thank you to Sanders Ground, who's been with me for so many years already. Hard to believe that it's been a few years. But my grass believes me because it looks so good. I mean, after that rain yesterday, we had just gotten fertilizer put on it last week. It is green, so green. And they could take care of you as well. It's 315-9395, sandersground.com online. They'll come give you the free estimate. Doesn't cost you a thing for them to come out and give you that estimate. Or they can even do it over the phone because they have satellite and they can see your yard, believe it or not, and tell you what it would cost, and I promise they'll do the best job anybody can.
All right, Melinda, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. All right, go Hogs.
Go Hogs.